and I'm a CST fellow, and I'm presenting work that I did during my fellowship. I just recently switched to the hot topic, which is prescription drugs, so I'll go back to the marijuana work. So first of all, as you just were informed by Martha, Colorado is the first state to legalize recreational marijuana use. And at CDPHE, we're most interested in looking at marijuana-related harms. And Caitlin presented some work that we did to look at the co-occurring diagnoses with marijuana-related ED visits and hospitalizations, and we found there is high rates of co-occurring mental health conditions. So we wanted to look at this with another data source, which is our behavioral risk factor surveillance system. And we had one variable to look at marijuana exposure, which was days used. So we divided that into two exposure levels, 1 to 19 days and 20 to 30 days. And 20 to 30 days is heavy use, and that's associated with higher mental health outcomes. And then we were looking at two mental health outcomes. One was diagnosed depression, and the other was mental health distress, which is defined as 14 or more poor mental health days out of the past 30 days. And then we also wanted to look at some covariates that are also associated with marijuana use and some of the mental health outcomes. We used data from 2014 and 2015 Burpus, and we did manual, backward, stepwise logistic regression, and we used a conservative model building approach, selecting an alpha of 10, a 0.1 to test for interactions, a 10% confounding rule, and we also wanted our cell sizes to include 5 observations or more to improve reliability of our estimates. So I'll just jump to the crude results. And we do find that there is a crude association in both of these models. For the models examining diagnosed depression, both marijuana exposure levels were associated with double the odds of having diagnosed depression compared to those who did not use in the past month. And for mental health distress, those who used 1 to 19 days had 1.9 increased odds compared to those who used 0 days, and those who used 20 to 30 days had 2.5 times increased odds of experiencing mental health distress compared to those who used 0 days in the past month. However, for both of these models, there was no dose-response relationship. And now, when we look at the adjusted models, this forest plot shows the models examining diagnosed depression and marijuana use. And most interestingly, we found that the highest odds of the outcome were in the 1 to 19 day category, as opposed to the 20 to 30 day category. And we do see that there is an effect modifier based on gender, so women had double the odds compared to men in all the outcome groups. And then this is the adjusted odds looking at mental health distress. And we see that there's a slight, there is that sort of step relationship, but it's not a traditional dose-response relationship either. And those who use 20 to 30 days had 1.9 times increased odds of experiencing mental health distress compared to those who used 0 days, and those who used 1 to 19 days had 1.6 increased odds. So both of these results suggest that there is a relationship between marijuana use and mental health outcomes. However, we need more research to look at the temporal relationship since we aren't able to do that with Burpus. However, we do have some limitations with this analysis. Our small cell sizes didn't allow us to test for all the possible confounders, and we think that that may have explained some of the relationship that we saw with the 1 to 19 days of marijuana use having increased odds of the diagnosed depression. Maybe there's something with healthcare access in this group of individuals who's using. So we'd like to do more work with this. I'd like to acknowledge all my co-authors and also acknowledge Alejandro for supporting my fellowship, which allowed me to do this analysis.